there's a lot of uncertainty in terms of the law at the current point, because we now have a multiplicity of authorities or government officials purporting to have the same power. But you realize that what is the Ministry of Social Welfare? As far as we know, is the authority responsible for registration and deregistration of NGOs in Zimbabwe. You find that now you have the governors also coming in, especially the governor from Masvingo, claiming or purportedly claiming to have that power, because in terms of the law, there's no basis for him to have that. But as far as the situation on the ground is concerned, our members are operating in fear. Our members are operating in an environment clouded with uncertainty. And it is indeed our hope that this state will exercise or operate within the law so that citizens can benefit from the humanitarian assistance, from the services that NGOs are offering, especially when we look within the context that it is quite clear that our rainy season has not been as good as we would have wanted, and there might be impending drought and also a lot of hunger in the months to come. So I think disruption of NGO activities at this stage is very unfortunate, but this is what we are getting from the government.
Why do you think that this sudden threat is coming back again in terms of deregistration of NGOs?
As you would recall, Sandra, we had a similar crisis in 2008, around the just before the runoff to the presidential elections, when some NGOs were purported to be aligned to certain political parties, or the opposition were actually forced to stop activities. It was a blanket ban, including those in humanitarian work, indiscriminately closing everyone down. And again, our plea is to say that there are no NGOs that are aligned to political parties. NGOs are aligned to ideas and principles. And the principles of democracy and good government are the anchor, or rather the central pillars that actually make NGOs be what they are. So for me, it's neither here or there. But I find it to be a deeper problem, a deeper political crisis, which manifests itself through the polarization in terms of state institutions. The polarization then now is really manifesting itself through actions which are not synchronized in government. For instance, we had a meeting in October. Remember, this crisis started last year in October. We met the minister responsible, the Minister of Social Welfare, and she had assured us that action will be done. And I think she was sincere. But then the problem is, the government seems to act like a two-headed dragon, where one is heading the other direction, the other one is heading north, the other one is heading east. But what then happens on the ground is that there's no synchronization of government policy. This is a sign of dysfunctionality of the state. And it's quite unfortunate, because it's affecting livelihoods.